Paul an apostle, not of men, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead. And all the brethren which are with me, unto the churches of Galatia, grace be to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God and our Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. For do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I yet pleased men, I should not be the servant of Christ. But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man. For I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. For ye have heard of my conversation in time past in the Jews' religion, how that beyond measure I persecuted the church of God and wasted it, and profited in the Jews' religion above many mine equals in mine own nation, being more exceedingly zealous of the traditions of my fathers. But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace, to reveal his Son in me, that I might preach him among the heathen, immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood. Neither went I up to Jerusalem to them which were apostles before me, but I went into Arabia and returned again unto Damascus. Then after 3 years I went up to Jerusalem to see Peter and abode with him 15 days. I want to stop there. These scriptures really stand out to me, how that they were adding things to the gospel. They were adding circumcision days. They were trying to bring back parts of the law into the gospel. And Paul, he mentions, I marvel that you're so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ into another gospel, which is not another. And then he goes on and relates, and he starts out the letter, Paul, an apostle, not of men, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ. And we recognize how, and then he refers us back to how he used to persecute the church, being exceedingly zealous of the tradition of his fathers. He persecuted the church. But he said, he mentions in verse 16, but it pleased God who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace to reveal his Son in me, that I might preach him among the heathen. We remember he was on the way to Damascus, with letters of authority to bind and persecute and put in prison, to persecute the church. And suddenly there was a bright light that shone from heaven about him. And it dropped him to his knees. He dropped to his knees. And he said, Saul, he heard a voice that said, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And he said, I'm Jesus whom you persecute. This was the beginning. It changed Saul to Paul. It changed his life, his focus. And he was called. He was called to minister, and that's what he said, not by man. He was called by God to share the gospel, to preach the gospel. He did that to the Jews, but also to the Gentiles was probably his main ministry was to the Gentiles. But he had Christ was revealed to him, to his heart. Christ was revealed to his life. And that's what we need today. We need Christ being revealed to us as an individual. I want to get another text of Scripture in the Matthew, the 16th chapter. Matthew 16. And I'd like to read verse. Jesus warned in verse 12. He warned his disciples about the doctrine of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. And in verse 13 he says, When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, Some say thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. He saith unto them, But whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. There was a spiritual, it wasn't just because Christ was with Jesus and following him, but there was a spiritual something that was revealed to Peter's heart and life that he believed that this was the Son of God. And Jesus told him that. Jesus said, Flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. There was a spiritual transaction. There was something there that Peter was able to. There was a lot of opinions. He asked, Who do men say that I am? Some thought he was John the Baptist and Elias or one of the prophets. There was a lot of different opinions. Kind of like it is in the world today, huh? Things haven't changed very much. A lot of opinions. A lot of ideas. A lot of spirits in the world today. And we need a personal revelation. It's not enough to align ourselves with someone or someone's just because we like them or but we have to have, it is necessary, especially in our day and time, to have a personal revealing of Christ to me, personally. And he said, in verse 18, he says, "And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church." That's where the church, the true church, is built. It's on Christ being revealed to a person's heart and life. And they recognize that Jesus is the Son of God. And they give their hearts and their lives to it. That has to be revealed to us spiritually. It doesn't come through my intellect. It doesn't come through flesh and blood. But it comes with through a spiritual transaction with the Lord. We need that. We need that revelation from God. And Paul in one place, he said, "I'll come to revelations." And we need, from time to time, Christ to be revealed to us. We need, it's so easy for us to, you know, the Galatian church, they was adding to what they had. They were adding to the gospel. It's easy to do that, or it's easy to take away. And we need the Lord to be revealed to our hearts. He said, "Some say you're John, some Elias, some one of the prophets, Jeremiah." But he asked him, "But whom say ye?" You know, Jesus brings it close to home, doesn't he? Who do you really believe I am? Am I just a good man? Am I one of the prophets? Am I John the Baptist risen from the dead? Jesus brings it close to home. He said, Who do you say that I am? And we need a revelation to our hearts and lives. I've shared with you when I was a child, I heard a lot of people mention about God, and I was exposed to church services, and I knew I had the head knowledge of some things, but I didn't really have a revelation until I was probably about the third or the fourth grade. And my grandmother had taken some of the grandchildren to Monarch with her. And I'd been seeking the Lord. I'd been praying. And I was baptized at Monarch. But I didn't really have a revelation till we were on the way home. I was convicted. I felt a conviction. I felt I wanted God in my life. It sounded good. But on the way home, as we was driving down the highway, there was, on the left side of the road, the clouds just looked dark. They looked bleak. They looked confusing. And on the other side of the highway, they looked peaceful, beautiful, and serene. And I remember praying in my heart. I didn't say anything out loud, but I just remember I said, "Lord, that's what I want." And when I said that, I felt the peace of God come into my heart, and I'd never felt that before in all my life. I knew in my spirit, I felt God. He was there. It was like I could almost touch Him. He was so close, and it took away the fear of death. I remember thinking, I don't care if a car comes over in our lane and takes us out. I don't know why that came to my mind, but that's the way I felt. I felt so clean. I was so ready. I knew where I was going. That's the first time that Christ was revealed to my spirit. And I knew there was more to it than just people making something up. And that's what the Apostle Paul said. He said, "This is not of man. I didn't learn it by man, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ." I believe this morning that God wants to be revealed, and I know the Lord loves children and He wants to be revealed to their hearts and their lives too. But all of us, we need, there's another scripture that says, "Every man hath a witness within himself." In other words, the Spirit is able to witness to our heart and to our life, and He's able to help us. When you go on down reading about the Apostle Paul, he talks about when he did go up to Jerusalem 14 years later, he said, "I went up by revelation." In other words, somehow the Lord was able to help him to know that he was supposed to go to Jerusalem at that time. And then we know the scriptures that talked about, you know, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh. Why? Because of the abundance of revelations that was given unto me. It had to be a counterbalance, lest he would be lifted up with pride, to be lifted and be exalted. There was a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan that God allowed. But revelation is a common place of the church. It's our lifeline. It's a place. And I thought, Lord, help us when we come to You to believe that You want to be revealed to my heart and my life. You want to show me, to help me to make good choices in life. You want to help me to see the things I don't see with our natural eyes. I want to get another scripture in 1 Corinthians, the second chapter. First Corinthians 2 and verse 9. It says, "As it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love Him." You know what that's saying to me? It's saying that people in general miss it. They miss it. Just before, in the verses before that, it talked about the princes of this world. They crucified the Lord of glory because they didn't understand. They didn't see spiritually what God was doing. Verse 8, "Which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory." And then he said, "Eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard." He just goes right over us. Because it has to be spiritually revealed. It's almost like a foreign language. You've got to learn the new language. But God hath, in verse 10, "But God hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God." For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. And that's why we are challenged in the Scriptures to walk in the Spirit, to live in the Spirit. If we just follow our flesh, we walk in the flesh, we don't get. It goes right by us. We don't perceive what the Lord is wanting to show us, what the Lord is wanting to reveal things to you. And I believe He does want to show us and reveal things in our day, in our time. Now, God still wants to reveal Himself. He wants to show us the path. He wants to help us to be able to see His thoughts and His ways. In verse 14 it says, "The natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man." You know, there's different scriptures that talks about it's our lust, our thoughts that blind us, that keep us from seeing the spiritual. And that's what I believe it's referring to when we walk in the flesh. We're just walking and living by the natural man. I've been encouraged and challenged to weigh in on the Spirit. We're so affected by what we see in the natural. But God wants us to see what He's doing, and He wants to reveal His thoughts to us and wants to show us. And that's where the church is built. That's where the church grows. And that's where we're able to stand, is when I have that personal revelation of Christ. And we need that as we go along in life. I know it's not something that happens every day. Maybe it would happen more often if we sought for it and had more faith to be able to receive it. But it's a definitely lifeline of the church that the Holy Spirit leads us and teaches us and reveals things to us. There's another promise that's given to us. He said, "In the day that you seek me with all of your heart, I will be found of you." That's a promise that the Lord has given to us. If we seek Him with all of our heart, we set aside our thoughts and we just want to hear what the Lord has to say. We tune out. Sometimes we got to tune out the things of this life to hear what the Spirit of God is wanting to show us and to teach us. But I believe this morning with all my heart that that's what we need. That's what we need. We need Christ being revealed to us. Christ showing us the right path, the right steps. Christ showing us the path of this victory and that difficulty. I believe the Lord wants to do that for us. And I thank Him today that He can do that for us. And that He's able, that He wants to reveal Himself to us. Another place He said, "Thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, but hast revealed them unto babes." You know, there were many people that saw Jesus in the flesh. I thought that would be quite something. That'd be pretty amazing. Multitudes saw Him in the flesh, but very few saw Him in the Spirit. Very few. Lord, help us today to seek for that and to pray in faith that God would reveal to us. Well, sometimes we got decisions to make, choices to make. I know when I was at the age of getting married, that was a big thing to me. I'd seen a lot of failures. That was a huge thing to me. I wanted the Lord's will. I didn't want to make my own choice without the Lord's help. And I sought the Lord earnestly, sincerely, with all my heart. And I'm thankful that He answered prayer. I'm thankful that He brought revelation to my heart, to my mind. Boy, I turned 61, and the years have gone by. I don't know where they've all gone. And she's stayed with me for 40 some years now. She's put up with me. The Lord can help us today. Wherever we're at, whatever difficulties we're facing, let's come to Him in faith, believing that He'll open up the way. You remember I've shared this dream many times too, that dream, but it's been always a blessing to me of the person that had this mountain right in front of him. They couldn't see how to get over the top until they reached their hand as high as they could reach. And a thing, a crevice appeared. When they reached their hand up as high as they could, something appeared that they could grab a hold of. And then they had to reach the other hand. They pulled themselves up, and then they had to reach up again. That's such a good illustration of the life of faith. We seek God. We reach up to Him. We reach up in prayer. And be open to how the Lord is able to bring revelation to us. We're so different as people. We learn so many different ways. And I believe the Lord caters to who we are. He speaks the language that I'm able to get a hold of. And He'll do that for us. But He said, flesh and blood had not revealed this, but my Father in heaven. I'm thankful for the revelation that the Lord gave the Apostle Paul, that He gave to the church. You know, when they were going out, they fasted, they prayed, they laid hands on them, and the Holy Ghost witnessed to them. And that's what we need to build on this morning. Pray for me. Thank you for your attention. Lord bless you, each one.